3 years after millions of Egyptians rose up and overthrew a general-turned-president, millions of Egyptians seem set to back another general as his successor. Which leaves many asking, on this third anniversary of the uprising in Cairo's Tahrir Square, how much, if anything, has changed. For one, there is more violence, including blasts in the capital 1 day before the anniversary, which makes General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi all the more popular for many Egyptians who long for stability after all the turmoil. Supporters like taxi driver Saeed Ali Yassin feel the general brings a new perspective on moving the country forward.
It's very different. Sisi has a different mind. He's still younger.
Adopting the revolutionary mantle appears key. Sisi and the military-backed interim government are among many forces laying claim to the legacy of Tahrir. Officials argue that the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi and the crackdown on his Muslim Brotherhood stemmed in part because they deviated from the revolutionary path. But then, so too, authorities say, have some of the original revolutionaries. Dozens of activists and liberal figures have faced arrest in recent weeks, writes advocate Gamal Eid.
The young revolutionaries have demands which were not met and are being attacked.
Even an Academy Award-nominated documentary on Tahrir and the more recent upheavals raises the government's concerns.
We did all of this in order just to remove him and put someone exactly like him in his place.
Egypt's censorship board is holding up its release. But Tahrir was not just about politics. It was a cry against poverty and stagnation under the old regime. Scholar and lawyer Ahmed Kamal Abu al-Magd warns basic needs must be addressed.
If they feel that their grievances are not met seriously and very little improvement is taking place, God knows how they are going to rebel. They are going to rebel.
But with the hope of the Arab Spring long since faded, some, like Ali Yassin, put Egypt's situation in a broader context.
Look in the whole world and Arabic area. See what's wrong with him now. Libya, nothing. Iraq, nothing. You start with Yemen. And then now with Syria.
So he is optimistic, even if he has set the bar rather low. Everybody. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.
Everybody. Not only for Egyptians. If you didn't make a trouble for my country, you'd be my friend.